This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Okay, so what is really truly going on? I mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things going on. We can go from Gates to Fauci, Burks, to the president. Let's see. Jerry Brown, Arnold Schwarzenegger, shocking. Those two names come up again, and they come up in the context of the Oroville Dam and the Russians. Now, what could possibly go wrong with that scenario, right? Anyway, so welcome to the show. We got a big mix of things happening. We're going to be talking to Dave Hodges in the second hour. We're going to be talking about so many things. And, of course, people are starting to cry out for the arrest of Dr. Fauci. I wonder why. You know, and I want to say a lot of this, and I'm going to continue to say this, that Amazing Polly has done a fantastic job. And again, you citizen journalists out there, you are the heart and soul of what we do. And for Agenda 21 Radio and also for the New California State Movement, it's the citizen journalists that have been pounding on the ground and have been out there, out front, you know, in terms of, let's just look what's happened recently with the coronavirus, right? The hoax. We call it the hoax here on the Agenda 21 Radio. And we have been for a long time. The numbers at the get-go, right out of the chute, never made sense to me. Never. So we called it up as a hoax. And, of course, you got to remember that the deep state actors, the George Soros's, the Bill Gates, all these people, they are the masters of the hoax. And so, we've been used to it now for years. And we really got used to it with, of course, Barack Hussein Obama. Right. And as a result, we know basically what the playbook is. And I think that's what everybody started to jump on early on. And everybody at Red State Talk Radio was all over this and has been. And now the citizen journalists, though, you were all over it. And, you know, you're back. You're giving us back. We go out and we say, look, we've seen this scenario before, but, you know, hey, where's the data? The data comes from citizen journalists, you guys. And I just want to say a shout out to all of you citizen journalists. You know, your day is here. Your day of straightening out the world is here. Arm yourself. Go out and get those videos. You know, you went out and got masterful videos of all the empty hospitals. Shocking. Shocking. And, you know, you did it all on your own. And this is the – listen, when we talk about constitutional rights, we're going to have that conversation. We did that yesterday. Remember, we had – her name was Scott, representative, one of the members of the state – House of Representatives, I guess they call it in Idaho, who's talked about, you know, don't lose our constitutional rights in all this. And, of course, that's what we've been saying. Don't give up. This is their way of marching out our constitutional rights away from us, for us to give it up is through this coronavirus. That's really the big gig. The virus is no worse than any other virus. It's not nearly as lethal as we've all experienced in the case of, you know, what happened with influenza. Listen, some of these viruses can come back in a population, or they can resurface in a population, because, after all, they are viruses. And they can, but usually they don't. They cycle through because of the immune system, the herd immune system. Yeah, that's a real thing. And right now we're giving up the herd immune system because we're not associating with one another. From a biologist standpoint, like myself, I'm a biologist, I get that. This is a technique by the left, of course the left has to own this. We're talking about Nancy Pelosi too. We got to throw Gavin Newsom, the whole California crowd. They're all on top of this. Remember, they're all from San Francisco. And, you know, where does Nancy live? What is her district? She stands knee-deep in crap, literally. And it's okay with her. It's okay with her. These people are demented, these globalists. And Fauci's one. Burke is one. I mean, you could just go down in Tedros. I mean, look at the cast of characters that you have on the other side and what they're trying to do to our world. They're trying to diminish and destroy our constitutional rights. We cannot let them do that. You cannot give up your constitutional rights. And one of them, freedom of association. Hello? Freedom of assembly. We have the right to do that. The first constitutional amendment, the First Amendment, has five elements. I want to run down them very quickly. And I want you to see where you violated this yourself. You've given it up yourself if you haven't done anything about it. See, I'm a free man. I believe in the Constitution. I don't accept any of this stuff at all. I mean, if I was a kayaker and I wanted to go out and kayak with all the sharks around Malibu, I should be able to do that freely without any problem. But no, they arrest you in Los Angeles County. So somehow, with the ocean all around you, you're going to spread a disease by breathing, or by better yet, touching. I mean, one of the conveyances of this virus is by touch. I guess whoever that guy was, he's going to pollute the entire Pacific Ocean. He needs to be arrested immediately. Thrown in Bill Gates' jail. That's the insanity of this. We do not give up our constitutional rights. And we will not. But these are the five elements. I'm going to go over it again. The first element of the First Amendment. There's five. Freedom of religion. How many of you said, I'm not going to go get a coronavirus. I'm not going to associate. I'm going to stay away from church. You just gave up that right. Second one, freedom of speech. How many of you are sitting silently by right now and saying nothing about the coronavirus? About, wait a minute, the numbers aren't adding up. Taking the time to look and say, wait a minute. Be armed with good data. I mean, you might as well put your good data out there versus somebody who's bald-faced, lying, and has been for years, like Fauci, right? Then the next thing, the third element, is freedom of the press. Now, look at all of you. This is where this is wonderful. All of you can declare that you're members of the press. Just go out and start writing, start blogging, start sharing your opinion, start getting video clips. Do all the things you need to do to be a press person. Make press passes. It's okay, because you can be, and you have the right to be, a member of the press. You don't need credentials, bona fides, as before you talk to somebody like a Gavin Newsom, you have to have a certain bona fides. It's really interesting to see how Gavin Newsom completely violates the freedom of the press thing. He controls everything. He cannot have things out of control. He can't have crowds around him. No, shocking. He can't do it. So everybody keeps everybody away from him. All controlled. Does Trump do that? No. No, he puts on a clinic about freedom of the press, actually, every single day. But here's, you know, we've got more. Freedom of assembly. Have we had that taken away from us? I haven't. Have you? Obviously, if you're standing 6 feet apart from somebody, and you're not going to church, you're not associating, you've given up your freedom of assembly. And finally, freedom to grieve. Hello? Grievances. We have that right. In fact, we have the right and we have the duty to make sure that we do that. And guaranteed to everybody else. Says it in the Declaration of Independence of this country. You've got to get this across to everybody. Jeez, don't call me in the middle of my dialogue. Anyway. So freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, freedom of grievance. We served out there 95 grievances. 95 grievances against the state of California. Matter of fact, starting August 1st. The countdown to the election. New California is rereading the 95 grievances. We will not be deterred. We will not be stopped. But we will always be able to claim our freedoms and liberty in New California.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's kind of interesting. People want their freedom, and they're gonna get it. And these totalitarian police states that are being set up now in many jurisdictions, like in Los Angeles, you've got Eric Garcetti, Mr. Communist, Mr. Totalitarian Nazi. He's treating his city like he's a Nazi leader, dictator. Sieg Heil, Eric. And, of course, sending out the police forces to arrest people out at the, arrest people recreating, paddleboarding, amongst the sharks, I might add, get picked up by the sharks. I mean, this is just absolutely crazy. And, of course, they're doing this in many jurisdictions. They're warning you. Now you have San Diego County, you've got Los Angeles County, and now you got Riverside County down there. And they're saying it's not a police state. It's not the sheriff down there. And it's really kind of funny to watch this now. You might think it's funny. I might think it's a little funny. It's odd. It's weird. It's strange. You know, this is how they take away your civil rights, though. And you laugh at it and you go, wow, well, you can't really laugh and not take them serious because they're warming you up. This is another boiling the frog to death business. You know, there's been phases to get you here. And now you're here and they're actually taking away your rights right in front of you. And they're just being nice about it. They get on their YouTube and get their nice little YouTube channel going on. And then they get their trolls along with them. You know, this is part of the strategy. Is that if you want to really bump up your numbers in Facebook and all that stuff, you get yourself some communist trolls from the university system here in California. Yeah, UC Davis and UC Berkeley and places like that. And they troll and they give you all the plaudits, this is so good, we want to stop this virus, you know. And you're doing such a great job. I mean, all these support little things going. If you're a good communist, you get the benefits of the University of California system, giving you all the applause you want, making you look really good, making you feel really good, right? And so you're supposed to look like, wow, look at all the people that support. And, of course, you go and you look at the bona fides, if you will, the people saying support down there, and they got nothing. That's because they're getting paid, usually, by the UC system. Yeah, that's how this is. That's how it works in California. And people, shocking, yes, that's real shocking. Real shocking. Okay, but let's just remember, some people are more equal than others, but everybody's equal, right? Little Animal Farm going on there? Now, this is the latest that's going to happen. You know, we've been hearing that certain Indian casinos are going to be open real soon, if they're not open already in California. See, some animals are more equal than others. Yeah, how does that, you know, but that's okay because you see the gaming commission, the India casinos pay off people like the governor. Get it? When you're laundering all that money, hey, you know, for the one world order through those casinos, boy, you got to be open. And so I'm sure there's supposed to be some sort of wink, wink, nod, nod, and Gavin Newsom is going to allow the casinos to open and become, don't tell anybody. We won't tell anybody the casinos are going to open. Or either that or the casinos are in defiance going, hey, Newsom, you've lost it. We've paid you guys so much money, but you're screwing us. We're going to open anyway. They might be doing that. Something's not right, though, when all of a sudden the casinos are going to be given a carte blanche by this governor and open up, and by law enforcement and open up. Hey, where's the Nazi coming out in, well, I guess it is coming out in Gil Garcetti. His inner Nazi. His inner Nazi is going to come out. Yeah, you know, we have to talk about these terms because this is what it is. This is how the Nazis did it, and this is how they're doing it. They've got the playbook. They got the playbook. Sieg Heil. I know this is really touching a lot of you going, oh, my, I can't believe we're... Listen, this is reality check time. This has been a slipping away of your constitutional rights now for years and years and years, not just in California. California's been leading the way, and everybody else has been learning, right? But people are stepping up now, and I'm really glad to see that. I know that there's some of the states out there, the state leadership's going, wait a minute, we don't want to be labeled as somebody who's taking away people's rights, which is what you're seeing in Idaho and I think in Wisconsin, some other states out there, finally. And it's going to take state leaders to do this. It's going to take them to do it. Now, Nikki Haley, and I want to be very clear about this. Nikki Haley in an op-ed says this. Now, she's a former governor. Remember this, a former governor. That the coronavirus response is mainly the governor's responsibilities. And this is really salient and important to understand. That in a federal system, the federal government can only do so much. And then it has to be up to the state to do their thing. Now, here's the deal. Responsibility, this is her editorial, came out in the New York Times, I guess. Responsibility for combating the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. lies mainly with governors and not President Trump, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley says. The federal government can provide crucial resources, but the burden is on the governor and her team to distribute them. No two states are alike, and blanket approaches won't work, Haley, who previously served as a Republican governor of South Carolina, wrote in a New York Times op-ed piece Wednesday. No two states are alike. She seemed to oppose Dr. Anthony Fauci's endorsement last week of a nationwide stay-at-home order, which came as a handful of nation's governors have refused to issue one. Well, that's up to the governors. That's not up to Fauci. Certainly not. It's not up to him to tell the president to order it. He can go screw himself or get arrested. This guy needs to be walked off, perp walked right there in the press room. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and a face of President Trump's coronavirus task force, said last week he didn't understand why a federal stay-at-home order hadn't been put in place. Because it's not Nazi Germany, you idiot. But this is what he wants. No, this is me, not Haley. But Haley countered, America is better served when presidents respect the diversity of states instead of dictating uniform solutions. Thank you, Nikki Haley. Listen, they want to centralize control under Trump. Hello, this is the whole centralization of power. Listen, we're used to seeing that in California. We have a dictator right now. We had one with Jerry Brown. Oh, no, we elected him. No, you didn't. No one elected these guys. They elected themselves in their little scheme, their illegal voting fraud scheme. That's how they got elected. We, the people, haven't given a squat about us. They're Stalinistic. And remember what Stalin said about voting. It doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. Thank you, Joseph Stalin. That's what Jerry Brown was always saying. The system has been fixed and rigged. We know that. She says governors know their residents and their state's needs better than the federal government does and are in the best position to oversee efforts taken within the state. She wrote, it's each state's obligation to prepare an emergency response before a crisis. Hello, California. Where are you? Where were you at, Jerry Brown, during the Oroville Dam disaster? Oh, I'm sorry. That was a planned disaster by you and Schwarzenegger. Right? And what about that campfire? What about the car fire? What about Santa Rosa? You know, the rose. Right. She wrote, it's each state's obligation to prepare an emergency response before a crisis, making sure supplies are up to date and reaching out to the Federal Emergency Management, or FEMA, and the federal government when they know a crisis is coming. Which was not done. No, listen, not to rely on a crisis on the FEMA. You're supposed to have something in advance. This is what I've been saying all along, and Nikki Haley is saying it too. Where the hell were these people before? They haven't been there because they've got no money. And now, all of a sudden, we've got investors making masks overseas for 200 million of them. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's interesting, we're reading here from Nikki Haley in her article that she has on actually, this appears as a editorial that came out in the New York Times yesterday, and it's been reprinted all over the place. It says, this is about the governor's responsibilities, and of course it's playing into everything I've said about what's wrong with California, what's wrong with these other states, such as New York. And such as Illinois, here, one of the major reasons that they're so desperate right now, and they are desperate, they are flailing around, these governors. Now, we also brought the revelation, I think yesterday, that secret meetings have been held now between Cuomo and Newsom. And they're actually talking about presidential aspirations for Cuomo. Now, there's, again, we're playing into the Bernie Sanders and all this other stuff. Will Bernie Sanders create a third party? We don't know. But my point is this. You got two governors that are broke as a joke. They've overtaxed everybody. They've overregulated everybody. They're absolutely despotic. And they're looking around to try and create some sort of a scenario so the public, they're digestible to the public because of all the corrupt ways. They're going to try and get away from that, right? All right. So this is playing right into what she's saying.
that you have these governors that are pointing the finger, like Cuomo and Newsom, at Trump saying he didn't respond. Well, no. That's not true. Trump has responded. He's done everything he's supposed to do and beyond, and provided more than these people have been asking for. But, you know, they're going to point the finger at him because they had their own shortcomings as governor. And their shortcomings was this. I'm going to read this statement from Nikki Haley's editorial here. She said governors know their residents and their state's needs better than the federal government. If you think about this, that what Trump's saying is he wants autonomous states. Hello, we are a union of states. The strength is in our diversity. Oh, I just love using that. And that's true. Every state is different, and this is the key and salient point about her editorial. She said governors know their residents and their states' needs better than the federal government does. We don't empower the states to do these, the federal government to do these things, unless you're talking about things like, let's talk about Common Core and Race to the Top. Maybe a lot of you don't know, if you've got Common Core in your school system, your state gave up its constitutional right to educate your kids. Hello? In education for 41 years, saw this whole thing coming, warned everybody about it during the great reign of Arnold Schwarzenegger in California. Yeah, I happened to have been an adult ed, I happened to have been an adult ed principal at the time of a very large adult education program, and I had other programs as well, you know, high school and other things going on. So we had multiple, I had about five different multiple disciplines underneath me. And adult education was one of them. And it was Governor Schwarzenegger who did away with adult education in California. Shocking. The largest, I mean, really did away with it. I mean, you know, some school districts still have adult education. There's an semblance of it. But he said, no, it's a categorical, and we're going to let the school districts decide what they want to do with adult education. And, of course, it just so happened that the school districts were dying for cash. Dying for cash because the state was stealing it from them. Shocking, right? That's how you get the programs that you want in that are totalitarian. You starve the school districts, and you take it out of their hands for cash. And so they have to do some, they take every little crumpet, every little crumb the state can throw at you. So they threw something at them, says, you get rid of adult education, you can have the cash for yourself. So state, school districts did away with it. And then they did away, well, just so happened that adult education in California was a 150-plus-year-old program that was meeting with massive success in doing what? Teaching immigrants of legal and illegal how to speak English. The largest English learning program for immigrants, legal and illegal, was wiped out by Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was there. Why would he do such a thing? Unless he's playing hardball with the big boys, like the Rothschilds, like George Soros. That's why he did it. So that you could start teaching the illegal immigrants in their own native tongue, primarily what? Spanish. Español. Capiche? Yeah. That's what Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then they backed that up by getting rid of Prop 226, which required graduates from high schools in California to speak English when they graduate. They got rid of that in 2016. Gee, right in the middle of Jerry Brown's reign of terror, right? Shocking. So in other words, we're converting California into a Spanish-speaking state. Its own nation state, as he says it. Newsom calls it a nation state. You tell me he's not trying to break away right now, right? And he is, and I'll explain in a second. But he is the one who's supposed to understand what the state needs in an emergency crisis and be prepared at the state level. Not for him to be pointing the finger at the federal level, FEMA not coming in and doing something. No, that's not his backup. His backup is what assets and what resources does he have at the state level for a crisis. He has zero, zip, nada, because he's broke. What $21 billion reserve? It's laughable. And she wrote, It's each state's obligation to prepare an emergency response before a crisis, making sure supplies are up to date and reaching out to the federal emergency management, FEMA, and the federal government when they know a crisis is coming. Gee, that doesn't happen with Cuomo. That doesn't happen with Pritzker. That does not happen with Newsom. No, because they're sucking off the teat of the federal government because of their own incompetence, because of their own graft and corruption. Let's talk about, where did the money go from Prop 1, the $7 billion for, you know, that, geez, that, thing up there, that lake that they were going to build over by Jerry Brown's house? No. Yeah, they were going to build a lake for Jerry Brown. That's sure. It's only a few miles away, and he'd get all the water for free for his ranch, for fracking. He sits on $2 billion worth of frackable oil in oil shale, by the way, on his ranch. No one wants to talk about that. We can go ahead and talk about that. Just grafting corruption all over the place. She goes on in her editorial, says, as our highest national elected leader, of course, President Trump, has enormous responsibilities in his unprecedented crisis, and he is marshaling the federal response on a massive scale, she wrote. But in implementing plans to save people's lives and keep our economy afloat, look no further than the governors. Last Friday, Haley criticized the World Health Organization for taking China's word. Here we go. In the early stages of the outbreak, that the virus might not spread from person to person, citing a January tweet from the organization, said China had found no clear evidence. She lashed out against China's influence in the World Health Organization again Wednesday evening during an appearance on Fox News and Hannity. If anything, we deserve to hold them accountable, Haley said, regarding China's reporting of the origins of the coronavirus, noting that U.S. funds 22% of the WHO budget. Goodbye to that. We talked about that. Nikki Haley stepping up and telling it like it is. Citizen journalist, you got a lot of work to do. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
So Gavin Newsom, kind of interesting. We're gonna play a little bit of Gavin Newsom here for you, so you can kind of get what's going on. Gavin Newsom has announced, and I think we played this yesterday. I'm not too sure we played it for this part. This is another little thing he's coming out with, little ditty, if you will. And we'll see where the live stream takes us. Now, here we go. Gavin Newsom.
Area to provide 100 ventilators for the needs of the state of Illinois, those in New Jersey, another 100 in the state of New York. Those same men and women, different group within the National Guard ranks, now are deploying additional ventilators in Delaware and D.C., in Maryland, and driving, as we speak, driving into Nevada, 50 ventilators for each of those states. I just want to thank them in particular because the National Guard have provided not only the kind of humanitarian support that's demonstrable in that example, but also continue to do heroic work at our food banks all throughout the state of California. And in addition to that, we've got 100 of them that just went out on the lines to prepare for this this summer's fire season that is close upon us. They're doing vegetation management, forest management.
Shocking.
And so I cannot express enough my gratitude, my respect, my appreciation to our National Guard.
There you go.
I also wanted to update all of you on a significant effort that we have advanced on PPE. So much attention, not just on N95 masks, on coveralls and gowns, on shields, on surgical masks, gloves, and the like. We have been doing our part over the course of the last number of weeks to punch above our weight. We've been able to secure over 41.5 million N95 masks and distribute them throughout the state of California. While we've had a little support from the national stockpile, we haven't relied on that. A little over a million N95 masks have come from the strategic national stockpile. 41.5 million have been distributed throughout the state. And it's a way of emphasizing that all of us are working, in some cases collaboratively, in other cases across our respective jurisdictions and sometimes against each other in the open market to compete, to procure through a supply chain that is global, more PPE. In some cases, we've been actually competing against the federal government. You've seen price gouging. You've seen a lot of mission.
So the federal government is price gouging, right? And has he asked the federal government for all these things? But does he need them? I want you to listen to the numbers that he's going to probably talk about here. At least he did this on the Mad Cow show. Let's see if he does it here in this press conference yesterday.
Chagas, I made this point the other day about one of our deliveries on the border into Texas, and a lot of the masks were moldy and had to be shipped back. And so in an effort not to play small ball, in an effort to really organize to meet the audacious goal that we had of over 500 million PPE.
500 million. I want you to figure that number out. That's half a billion.
We announced a few weeks back, based upon our modeling, we decided to retool our efforts, refocus on our vendors, refocus.
Retool our efforts. That would indicate people are going to put something together with their hands
probably in the state of California, right? Make jobs
on our supply chains. And we're very pleased that we're able to formally submit to the legislature yesterday a request to utilize money from our disaster response emergency operations account that would allow us to invest over
account. That means not money, your account. You remember your checking account, like I said? If you put $1, just look at your own checkbook. You got a $1 left in your checking account. All you need to do to make yourself feel good is put 6 zeros behind it. Authorized in the account.
Over $1.4 billion.
Ah,
into
I'm sorry. We should put 6 more zeros there. I'm sorry. My math was bad. $1 billion, not a million. Billion.
PPE of all stripes and do so in a way that secure the anxiety that many of us have, not just the healthcare workers in the state of California within the hospital systems and our community clinics and our skilled nursing facilities, adult daycare centers, but also our grocery workers, our DMV workers, the front line.
Okay, now here's the deal. And I understand this crisis came upon us. But if he had done his work beforehand as a governor, much of what we had in reserve or stockpile would be made available at the time of the crisis. And why hasn't he asked the federal government for those masks, for those other things now? No, he's not done that because there's no need for all those masks. The numbers of deaths of California is well below the 25.5 million infections he said was going to happen in California. We're talking about thousands, not millions. He's way over the mark, but you know what? He's got a crisis right now. Let's blow the crisis up. Let's play with the 25 million number. That number is not going to happen in California, not even remotely. He says, well, we got to prepare for this to come back. Dr. Fauci is telling us so, right? Guess who's part of the problem here? His buddy, Dr. Fauci. And Nancy Pelosi's buddy, Dr. Fauci. Somehow they are all linked through the World Health Organization. Shocking. Tedros Adhanom, of course. All these players are playing the same game. And now, from stage left, another crisis in California. The Oroville Dam. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-200-8222. 866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see. So things happen in April, disasters, you know. Columbine was April 20th, 1999. You had the Deepwater Horizon. You had the Boston Marathon bombing. Will the Oroville Dam be next? Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We got the pictures yesterday and looked at everything, and of course the Oroville Dam is leaking like a sieve through the spillway, like we've said. You know, it's a catastrophe waiting to happen, and of course the One World Order would just be delighted, and of course so would Gavin Newsom, in having the dam go, probably possibly killing 2 million people. They would love that. They'd relish that. And, of course, wiping out the food source in this whole area, which is one of the largest rice-producing areas in one single place on the planet. Let's see, what else? Right now we still have a lot of bees and hives out there. Bees, you know, in fact, we have the largest in this area, the largest apiary that produces the largest number of queen bees that get distributed around the planet. Isn't that interesting how that all works, right? That's just, you know, part of what they do. They want to make sure that, you know, they want to be doing the right thing, right? That's just me. That's just me now saying that. I think it's pretty important to understand that this is where these people go. So, yep, the dam is in trouble already, and they're not doing anything about it. Of course, why should they? It's not their responsibility. They want it to go. This would be, the dam was to go. It was something that was planned out a long time ago. And now we're starting to get more and more into WikiLeaks. And who started this whole thing with the Oroville Dam? Could it go back to Schwarzenegger and Jerry Brown? Possibly. And the Russians wanting nuclear devices. Wow. Wow, I want you to think about that. The Russians. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got to run for time, and it's just amazing. I want to thank all the citizen journalists out there that have been participating. I'm getting bombarded with citizen journalists right now, bombarding me with text messages and phone calls when I'm on the air, by the way. Anyway, people don't know anybody. But listen, thanks for listening. We've got Dave Hodges going to join us here in the second hour. And I want to say, again, many thanks to all of you involved in the New California State Movement. We're moving right along. We got a lot of things going on. I really appreciate all the hard work and dedication. We will be the 51st state. So stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor.